It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Maya Angelou's son, Guy Johnson, is here to talk about Thanksgiving and his wonderful mom coming up in minutes. And today I get to say thank you to one of my heroes. Crazy as that may seem, that hero is the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan. Cesar taught me by example what so many spiritual texts are trying to tell us, and that is we are energy. And although we may not be aware of how our energy affects others, our dogs are reading and responding to our energy all the time. Got a nutty pet? Check your own energy first, amigo. That's coming up. And I get to send one of you to a fantastic musical. It's at New World Stages through mid-December. It's called Blank, the Musical. You, the audience, help create the show in this improv'd production. I do love that idea. Good morning to Kate in North Salem. Kate won the Richard Paul Evans book, The Mistletoe Promise, from last week. And hello, Nikki. Nikki is opening the deli right now at Cardillo's. Cardillo's Fine Foods and Brick Oven Pizza in Mayapack. Nikki won the Mary Higgins Clark book. This week, send an email to Casey at WHUD.com to win Maya Angelou's Rainbow in the Cloud. How grateful we all are to have had Maya in our world. And her son, Guy Johnson, is here to share their Thanksgiving tradition.
We are going to do the Thanksgiving that she did annually every year. And I am hosting it for the first time, and it feels a little bit hollow with me doing it. But I'm hosting the Thanksgiving for our village. My mother has, for 30 years, had a large Thanksgiving. We're doing it in North Carolina in our hometown. We're in Winston-Salem. We've rented a facility because she has something like 200-plus people coming to Thanksgiving.
Wow.
For this long.
And who are these people?
These people are the people of our village. They come from England. They come from Africa. They come from France. She had the ability to draw all sorts of creative and wonderful people to her. She always used to say, "I never know too many good people." This is the way we build our village. It's a village that we build through connections, through seeing each other every year, through bringing our children and having our children be raised in such a village.
I can hear her cadence in your voice. Do people tell you that?
Yes, they do. And I'm happy that some of her has rubbed off on me.
Ah, absolutely. You know, I learned of Maya Angelou through Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah tells a story frequently of how she was at a party at your mother's home, and someone went to make a joke, and it was either an off-color or an insensitive joke, and your mother stopped them and asked them to leave the party. And then she said, "Words can get caught in your curtains. Ideas can get stuck in your upholstery." What was it like growing up with a mom like that?
It was tremendously trying and wonderful. She surrounded me with artists, painters, writers, dancers, singers, many of whom were quite famous. It was wonderful to be with her. She opened many doors for me that it might have taken me a lifetime to open by myself.
And now the book Rainbow in the Cloud, The Wisdom and Spirit of Maya Angelou, it says a treasured keepsake as well as a beautiful tribute to a woman who touched so many. Was this book in the works before she passed?
No, it wasn't actually. She was working on another book called Encounters. But after she passed, we discovered that she was much sicker than we had thought. I talked to her the day before she passed. We laughed and we joked. After she passed, one of her doctors came to me and said, "Your mother didn't want us to tell you how sick she was." She was obviously quite sick, and they said they had expected her to die 10 years before. You know, she spoke with a collapsed lung. She sang and spoke with a collapsed lung, and sometimes took her oxygen off to speak. You know, she was just an amazing woman. Anyway, so Random House, which had given her an advance for the book Encounters, said, listen, why not do a book of her sayings? And so they had several of their people cull things from her writing. But when I took a look at things, I knew that I wanted to put a bigger stamp on it. I wanted to capture some of the things that they didn't know about, things that they wouldn't have known, such as she was confronted with difficulty or racism or prejudice. She would say, one person standing on the word of God is the majority. It matters not how many you confront, but only that you confront the truth.
Wow. You know, I'm so honored to speak to you, yet I feel also a bit overwhelmed at the tremendous loss that you have suffered. You know, your mother was a one-of-a-kind personality, an angel on earth.
I think so as well, but I think every mother who loved their child is an angel on earth.
That is true. All right, so this is the perfect book to pick up for your closest girlfriend or sister friend or anyone who loves good work, Rainbow in the Cloud, The Wisdom and Spirit of Maya Angelou. Now, what will be happening in the future? How will we keep her voice alive?
Well, we've worked on a website, her website. We brought it into the 21st century. It will be a compendium of her achievements as well as pictures, and it will have even recordings of her. We've also set up a limited liability company because my mother had 16 projects going on at the time. She had something with the Cincinnati Symphony. She also was doing a rap album with Smooch Records.
Oh my gosh. Will we ever hear any of that?
Oh, yes. I think the album is out now and is accessible on Amazon and other sites, and I think it's even accessible on the website.
Great.
It's just amazing. It's her poetry. What she wanted to do was put it in a medium that was going to be accessible for the younger generation.
And how would you like us to remember your mother? What can we do?
Well, what I think you can think every person must do if they want to remember her is remember that we are more alike than we are unalike, that we are all human beings struggling to find our way in this complex world, and that we should not let prejudice or ignorance imprison us.
Amen, and happy Thanksgiving, and bless you, Guy Johnson, and thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You as well, and joyous holiday season to you and all of the listeners.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
It's Casey on the Radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration.
Did you know forgiveness is not an act of generosity to one who has wronged you? Forgiveness is freedom from anger, resentment, and victimization. It is a process much like grieving, and in fact may include grieving. A starting place is to clarify if the hurt was intentional or an act of poor judgment. None of us is perfect, and the person may be unaware of your reaction. If appropriate, calmly tell the person what occurred and that you were hurt. Ask for an apology. It may be that simple. If you're dealing with a bully, forgive yourself for letting such a person get to you. Learn from the lesson and move on. Some hurts are unforgivable, like rape or other violence. However, you don't have to live in the past and take that victim stance into your present and future. Instead, do the grieving and find relief there. If you find forgiveness too complicated or your hurt did involve violence and trauma, work with a qualified therapist so you can free your heart and mind to live the beautiful life that was intended for you. Forgiveness is your gift to you. This is Marcy Niffin, licensed clinical social worker with your Mind Body Minute. Find me at www.mindbodyputnam.com.
Hi, it's Casey. Cesar Millan talks about how and why animals heal. Coming up, first we check in with Michael Gertz. Laughter is good medicine too, and Michael is the theatrical genius behind Blank the Musical. See it until December 14th at New World Stages in the city. How does one create a musical before our eyes every night?
I've got a team of brilliant musical improvisers from throughout the country and the best music director on the planet. And really for over the past, 10 to 15 years, this group, both independently and together, has worked to hone their craft to create a piece of musical theater entirely on the spot. The music director and his band are completely making up the music, and the actors are talented enough to completely make up the songs and tell an intricate and interesting and hilarious story completely on the spot.
A different story every night?
Different story every night, and the audience knows it's different every night because they fill in the blanks. So we're called Blank the Musical because the audience is actually going to give us the title, and the actors and the band and the technicians too, the lights and sound people, make it up based on the title that they get. The audience also provides song titles that they want to hear throughout the show. They compose a crucial component of the score by providing musical notes. They give us lines of dialogue. So they fill in those blanks, and then the actors bring it to life before their very eyes.
That's exhausting.
Yeah, it really is. If you're doing it right, you're very, very tired at the end of the 90 minutes.
Wow, it's hard enough just to do improv, but to do improv and add music, it kind of makes my brain hurt.
Yeah, I always think the beauty of theater in general is that it's live, that you're there and the people in the room are experiencing something completely unique. And in improvisation, we just take that to the 10th degree because they're literally experiencing a show that they'll never see before. They're literally seeing a show that they've never seen before and they'll never see again.
Exactly. I had Colin Mockery on the show a couple of weeks back. You know what he said?
What'd he say?
He said, "I get a great thrill about having people line up to pay money for a show we haven't written yet."
That's right. That's right. I always enjoy at the end of a show saying to people, that show never existed before and you'll never see it again. Sometimes at the end of shows, we'll say, thank you so much. That was the opening night and closing night of a brand new musical. So if you loved it, come see us again. And if you hated it, it'll be different tomorrow.
It'll be different tomorrow.
Right.
Okay. So this is where and for how long?
We're at New World Stages. We're on 50th Street between 8th and 9th. Off Broadway, and we're there till December 14th. We have a show that's starting to develop a built-in audience. We call them blankheads.
Blankheads.
People that come see us once and love it so much that they have to come see it again, or they're so impressed that they don't believe it was improvised, so they have to come back again to prove it to themselves.
Now, you are the creative genius behind this, but do you also get on stage?
I've been on stage in previous workshop iterations of the show, but for this 6-week run, we have a cast of 6 amazing actors from all over the country that we brought in. So we've got the best of the best up there bringing this thing to life. I personally, I'm a faculty member at the Second City in Chicago, Improv and Sketch Comedy Theater in Chicago. I've also taught at the Magnet Theater. UCB is a producing partner on the show. So we've got people and talent involved from improv institutions throughout the country.
UCB?
Upright Citizens Brigade.
Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yes, yes.
I've been to see them. They're funny.
Yeah, they're great, and they've been a good improv partner to us, as well as Improv Boston in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
All right, we want to send everybody to the show. What's the key of improv? What holds it all together?
The most important part of improv is knowing that it's not about you when you're up there. It's about protecting the people around you. I'll say to level A improv students in their first class, I'll say, you don't have to worry about being funny. You don't have to worry about being clever. You don't have to worry about saying the right thing. All you have to worry about is taking care of the people to the left of you and to the right of you. Our actors, before every show, look each other in the eyes and say, I've got your back. Because if I, as an actor, know that whatever I do out there will be supported and backed up by everybody else on stage, then whatever we do looks brilliant.
Supreme generosity.
Yeah, that's really what it is. And it's selflessness. It's putting other people first. It's listening really, really hard to everything that's happening around you, what people are saying. And it's trusting your instincts. Because, and that's especially true in musical improvisation. When the band makes a musical initiation, knowing that whatever your instinct tells you to do, if you follow that instinct with complete commitment, you're going to create something amazing.
Wow. Okay, how long does it take to get really good at this?
What's Malcolm Gladwell's thing about like 10,000 hours?
Yeah.
So it really is. It's like 50,000 scenes.
50,000 scenes.
Yeah. I think it takes 6 or 7 years to get really, really good at this work. We've just been fortunate to assemble a team of people that have been. Nobody's ever done anything like Blank the Musical before, where audiences are participating so much, where we're integrating mobile technology. This show truly is one of a kind, but it wouldn't be possible if we didn't have a team from top to bottom that just have years and years of experience in this world.
Wow. I can't wait to see it. I really can't wait. And the other thing I wanted to say is probably at the end of the night when these people walk off the stage, they've got to just be loving each other.
They have to be what, each other?
Loving each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, completely. When they walk, before they walk onto the stage. We spend so much time in our rehearsal process working with the ensemble, forming that bond, because they only have themselves out there. It's a high-flying trapeze act, and they don't have a net.
Holy smokes.
All they have is each other. So they have to love each other, they have to take care of each other, and they have to protect each other. And fortunately, our ensemble is just not only are they the most talented people I've ever met in my life, they're just the kindest and some of the best people I've ever known. They've quickly become a family. The way that they care about each other, it's showing up on stage every night.
Blank the Musical. So the musical will get a name during the show, right?
Yes. The audience titles it at the top using a proprietary mobile app. Four people shout out possible titles, and then the audience votes on the show they want to see.
Okay, and can you give us like a few past titles?
Oh, I sure can. Our opening night title on Monday was That's What She Said, the Musical. other titles of our run so far have included things such as I Was Told There'd Be Peanut Brittle, A Priest's Guide to Love and Murder, Directing One Direction, which told the completely true-to-life story of the band One Direction coming together, and Happy Thanksgiving, Did Grandma Have to Come?
That's Michael Gertz, co-creator and producer of Blank, the musical. See it through December 14th at New World Stages in the city. The perfect gift for the improv lover on your list. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets, email me, kacey at whud.com. I thank a guru of mine, Cesar Millan, next.
You're listening to Casey on the Radio. Fun and inspiration. Find out more at caseyontheradio.com.
In honor of Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Hudson Valley Hospital Center is offering a way to breathe easier about the health of your lungs. A free lung cancer screening is being offered to longtime smokers and former smokers. It's a test that could save your life. And unlike other facilities, Hudson Valley Hospital Center is offering it free. Early detection can make all the difference. Visit hvhc.org to learn if you're eligible. Just another reason why Hudson Valley Hospital Center is a better place to get better. Congratulations to the Center for Sleep Medicine at Hudson Valley Hospital Center. Recently honored for its excellence with accreditation from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, the Center for Sleep Medicine at Hudson Valley Hospital Center can diagnose more than 80 sleep disorders by monitoring your sleep patterns, then analyzing results to develop a personalized treatment plan. If you've been tossing and turning, don't let that turn into a bigger medical problem. Take the sleep disorder quiz at hvhc.org. Then call 914-734-3840 to learn more.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinell offering you the astrology forecast for the week. The weekend offers great potential. Go out and hear music or see a film with a friend. Channel creativity into a project you really want to accomplish. Build your confidence. Let any negative suggestions know your faith is stronger. A great deal can be accomplished even though you may not see a clear course. If a restlessness overtakes you, exercise is recommended. Work out your priorities on Monday to accomplish desired long and short-term results. Volatility is high on Tuesday when you cover a lot of ground if you don't get sidetracked into petty discussions or arguments. Be wary of cross signals on Wednesday. Share a meal to soften the conversation and build trust. Luck and opportunity expands Thursday when money is found on the sidewalk, either literally or metaphorically. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course. InsightOasis.com. This is Pamela Cuccinell. May the stars light your path and have a stellar week.
Read Pamela's monthly forecast in Natural Awakenings magazine here in the Hudson Valley. Cesar Millan is a hero of mine because he helped me find order in my house after I adopted four dogs. I was really happy with two dogs, but you know, stuff happens. My husband brings home a third pug when he meets a neighbor who couldn't take care of their pet anymore. I find a beagle and return it to its owner, only to have it arrive back at my house a few days later. But my admiration for Cesar Millan goes far beyond dog training. Cesar owns his energy, and he knows that animals are reading our energy. How he strives to keep calm and assertive energy changed beliefs I'd learned on paper into action into my heart. I let my energy do my talking for me now, and my life is much quieter and healthier. And what is it about animals that is so healing? I asked Cesar Millan if he could explain why therapy dogs are good medicine.
Of course, of course. Well, therapy dogs, therapy number one is the relationship that we have with our dogs, because they're, number one, accept us as who we are. Number two, they never feel sorry for us. And when we are in a situation when we're ill or when we're not feeling well, the worst thing people can do is to feel bad about you. The dog is always very optimistic, very positive, very happy. You know, it always brings light into your life. And that's the therapy he brings to you. You know, what he brings is the injection to life, the feeling of keep moving forward, live in the moment. You know, I accept you as who you are. You know, everything is going to be okay. You know, when you get that kind of feedback from anybody, it's always going to be great. The thing is, you can always expect that from a dog. So the therapy is the somebody is there with you, accepting you, being positive and optimistic for the next day or for that moment. So dogs are definitely a huge therapy for humankind.
That was absolutely perfect. I want you to talk to the dog owners out there right this minute that are listening and tell us, what is the number one thing we do wrong?
Well, we do a few things wrong, right? And I think I'm going to start with the fact that we're not honoring the identity of a dog, and that's going to cause a problem. I mean, we all know that we all want to achieve our own personal goals. Everybody is aware of that. So a dog also has his own personal goals, and one of them is to maintain or retain his identity, meaning being a dog. So when we humanize a dog, we automatically rob him of his identity. Now, when we talk about the word rob, like that means somebody takes something away from you. So you automatically become scared, become anxious, become, you know, confused. And so that begins, that's actually the beginning of a dog instability. Even though he lives with people who love him dearly, unconsciously these people are not fulfilling his identity. Then these people have bad habits, such as not walking the dog every day, such as not being consistent with rules, boundaries, and limitations. A society that doesn't have or doesn't do exercise is going to be a very anxious society, very nervous society, very frustrated society. A society that doesn't have rules, boundaries, and limitations are not going to know what's expected of them, right? So they become a society that have bad habits, because discipline creates good habits. So every time that you want to achieve something in life, that all people, everybody talks about repetition. So if we talk about losing weight with Gideon Michaels, you're going to talk about exercise, discipline, the affection as you lost the weight. So the equation is exercise, discipline, affection.
Exercise, discipline, affection. But what about the people who say, oh, but I have a big backyard. My dog can run around in the backyard.
Well, that's one of the number one excuses, you know, that people have. They forget their big backyard is a big kennel. There is no different from that backyard in a shelter. The dog is in the shelter, right? It's just a shelter that has grass and it has, you know, trees and whatever. But it's still a shelter. It's still a kennel. And so no dog in the world will ever sign to be adopted or purchased to live behind walls 24/7. You know, no dog in the world. If you ask a dog if he can answer, would you like to live behind walls the rest of your life? Dogs are going to say no. That's what dogs with homeless people are way more happy than dogs. You know, they don't have issues. You know, the homeless doesn't have a house, but he constantly walks. So that dog actually experienced that part of the world in a more natural way. The dog that has a house, maybe he has more toys, maybe he has, you know, more beds, and definitely they throw a birthday party to him. But doesn't mean he's happy. Those are my clients. My clients are dogs that live a frustrated life.
Right, because it's in their DNA. They have to get out and walk every day, right?
It's in our DNA. Unless we develop some panic attacks, or unless we develop some antisocial behavior that we don't feel, or some kind of anxiety, we isolate ourselves. Otherwise, you know, everybody goes out. Everybody goes out.
We're talking, of course, to Cesar Millan. If you don't recognize the wonderful voice and the wonderful advice, Cesar Millan from Nat Geo's. What's the new show, Cesar 911?
Cesar 911, yeah. The difference on this show now is the owners don't call me. It's actually the neighbors or the family members. We call them the whistleblowers, which makes it more challenging for me because the owners are not in agreement for me to come or show up in their doors.
Right.
This is definitely a 911 because it's people being desperate about the situation. That they, you know, I work with a lot of the toughest of the toughest, and so people are definitely in a very fearful situation. Dogs already been bitten, their kids already been bitten, and they don't feel that the owners are doing anything about it. Or if they have, they have not called me.
Right. All right, so that's where we can find you on Nat Geo. But when you bring your stage shows around to town, you bring Junior with you?
I bring Junior with me because I think it's very, very important to remind people that it's not the breed, it's the human behind the dog. Junior is a pit bull. And I want people to see it, to experience it, to live it, you know, like to see it at least once in their life, because it's still this stereotype, you know, that pit bulls are naturally born aggressive or naturally born mean, or they have some kind of lock mechanism in their jaws. And so Junior comes with me, and also Benson. Benson is a Pomeranian. So I think the best way to do justice to a pit bull is for people to see him right next to a little dog. And the little dog is, you know, is yappy, is barking, and Junior, the tolerance that he has, the friendliness that he exudes, is what really going to convince society. So, yeah, plus, you know, you always need somebody that knows more than you. And when I'm evaluating dogs or when I'm helping dogs, sometimes I don't know what to do. That's why I always have dogs around me. Mm-hmm. And the dogs, they react very quick because they're not thinking about it.
That's right. And so you can tell from Junior what, you know, what your next client, your dog, next dog client may need.
You know, I love to read the energy. I love to read the energy. Sometimes I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm confused. You know, I have to deal with a lot of business that I have. And so I'm thinking, Junior, his only thing is to read the dog in front of him. And so he's very precise. So if I'm not sure, I bring him. He says he's anxious, he's nervous, he's fearful. Okay, he's aggressive. You know, that's what he says to me.
Cesar Millan, I know I have to let you go because you have other interviews to do today, but I need to tell you something, and I know I speak for a lot of people. You've taught me so much about not only my dogs, but myself. Honestly, you're one of the biggest influences in my life when it comes to rules, boundaries, and limitations, whether it's with people or animals. You've taught me so much, and you've also taught me how to be the pack leader of my life. And I am so grateful to you for that. You have no idea the impact you have on people.
And I'm very grateful you said it that way, because I don't see dogs as students. I see dogs as teachers. So once you practice that, you know that energy that I talk about, pack leader, calm and assertive, mm-hmm. is tangible. Rules, boundaries, limitations are not just healthy for a dog, are healthy for children, healthy for yourself,
right.
Co-workers, you know, businesses. It's just how things run smoothly. That's all it is. Thank you for embracing it and putting it in other areas of your life.
What a Thanksgiving treat, getting to say thank you to someone who's changed my life. Speaking of life-changing people, you Sunday morning people, I am most grateful for you. Now, let's get back to the leftovers. See you next week.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.